I need Stacy. Zesper.
Swes.
Swesper.
We always have to go through this.
I know.
Swesper. Zwes. Did I say it right?
Yes. I know.
It's all you, April. Like, I'm going to let you just take over.
Okay.
And, you know, and I should have forewarned you, but you already were somewhat forewarned. And I'm so glad you knew Stacy because, you know, she's absolutely one of my favorite people.
Well, you know what? This is my first time meeting Stacy, but I am so thrilled to meet you, Stacy. Welcome.
Same to you, April. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. So tell us about this hot yoga that you teach.
So, well, what do you need to know? Like, what do you think of when you think of yoga?
So, I'm going to be completely honest. I think of maybe two terms that I'm familiar with, child's pose and downward dog. And that's it. Like, I don't know. And I also think of, like, chakras and crystals for some reason. So, like, illuminate me.
I have to tell you that I saw something the other day, because we're going to talk later, too, about we want to do it. Okay, we want to come to a session.
We want to try it, and then we want to talk about our experience, right?
But there was some story that a trainer had blown a disc out, like the bottom one, the L5 or something. And he's got a story that he didn't want to do surgery, which is kind of the point that I'm at. That he did yoga. Now, I don't think it was hot yoga, but I do. It was some form of yoga.
Right.
And he is back to being a physical trainer. It had completely taken him out of doing what he loved to do.
Right.
But by doing yoga, he's. So you've heard. You're shaking your head.
She is bursting.
Yeah.
So there's hope for me.
Is there what is I'm getting. Hope.
Yeah.
Lots of hope.
Yeah.
You know, so I started doing yoga, it was 11 years ago, and I didn't know anything either. Like, I just, it's just stretching, and when I went to my first class, what I felt most when I walked out was how it made me feel in my head. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, how did that happen? Like, why do I feel better in my head when I'm just stretching muscles? So I continued to do it several times a week and just started to learn more and more about what we're actually doing when we do yoga. And yes, it's stretching, and yes, it's relieving tension and tightness in your muscles, but energetically what it's doing in our body, because it's breath. It's combining the breath with the meditation and the movement, and when you do all three of those, but I like to add a fourth, which is intention. So, you know, we work out, but our intention is, I got to lose weight, or I got to firm up this right leg, or I've got to... Do you know what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, but when your intention is to just, and especially right now, we're so inundated with so much information and things that we're told are right versus wrong and what we're supposed to be doing, and we're all wrapped up in our head, and it's go, 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 or strive, 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 you know, I got to run 50 miles, or I've got to, you know, lift this much weight, or whatever the case may be, but... If we just stop and lay down and think about what was the first thing you did when you entered this earth, it was breathe, right? And that's your breath of life. And what do? We shallow breathe all day long. When was the last time you took a really, really, really big, deep breath? And it's hard for people to do. It's challenging to just be able to breathe and get out of your head and just stop and lay down. Let your spine relax flat on the mat or on the floor and just check out for a little bit and start to fall into your breath and see it as literally fueling your body. That's how you fill your tank. That's how you recharge your battery. That's how you relax. That's how you let the day go, because it's all energy. We're all exchanging energy, good or bad, and you're taking in the good or the bad consciously or unconsciously, and we hold that in the chakras, like you said, because we've got seven of them from the base of the spine to the crown of the head that are energetic centers that run up and down our spine, and all of them are associated with emotion, And if we're taking in negative energy, it's blocking that flow and causing dis-ease in our body. And eventually it will manifest into disease. Like if you're blocked in a certain area along the spine, those organs around that spine are going to become affected. So what we do in my class, what I do, I should say, because I've taken a lot of yoga classes. Mm-hmm. Did I like them all? No. But there was always something from every class I took. I'm like, I like that. And I used to live at a chiropractor like 2-3 times a week. To the point where my chiropractor's like, what the heck is wrong with you? Like, I might need to pass you on to somebody else. You know, and I was a working mom. I had 2 littles, like 2 and 4. My kids were little. I was in pharmaceutical sales. I sold vaccines. I sold antidepressants. I sold all kinds of different...
lots of chemicals.
Lots of... relieve the symptoms medication.
So lots of Band-Aid.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was on them myself, and I'm like, this, it's just not working. Like, I really thought there was something wrong with me. But once I started learning about what yoga does and how, you know, we just, and I look at it as like the drain in my shower. Like when my hair falls out and one hair falls and another hair, and then before you know it, you're clearing that drain out, and it's this huge clogged up mess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just teach how to manage our emotions through our breath, and we don't breathe like we should. So it's a lot of breath work combining with the movement, because every yogic pose also opens up these energetic centers. So when you combine the breath, the movement with the intention, and learn how to, and I didn't know how to meditate. Am I doing it right? I'd close my eyes and open one. Am I doing it right?
Do I
Am
need
I breathing
a joint?
Right? Yeah, I know, right? Like, exactly. Yeah. Because we're constantly second guessing ourselves or beating ourselves up. And, you know, but when you stop and just settle in and, you know, it's that's where I learned to pray was on my yoga mat. And it's where I learned to connect with God was on my yoga mat. I mean, I was always raised in church, and but I was missing the link. And the missing link is learning how to move your own energy and listening to your body. So when you're feeling tightness, tension, dis-ease, it's time to, okay, I'm hearing you, body. Just stop. Go and lay down somewhere. Go in the bathroom. Go get in your car. Wherever you can find a moment to take 2 or 3 breaths. The next time, take 4 or 5. But start small and work your way up to being able to get out of your head and just let shit go.
That is my new mantra for this year,
it's
by the way.
The truth, let shit go. Because we're holding on to a lot right now, you know?
Especially with everything that's gone down.
Yeah, and we're masked.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So how are you breathing?
Yeah, you know, I'm not. That's why I don't have one on now.
I mean, yeah, I mean, and it just kills me to think, you know, I mean, I don't want to get into any political mask thing, but I mean, honestly, like, it's doing much of a disservice for you as you might think it is as a service.
Sure.
So, yeah. Balance, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we can dive off into a whole political thing.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
You know, so now we need to make the best of.
Right.
And that's the whole idea that why April and I kind of started the Glow Up Chronicles. It's all about glowing inside and being the best you can be. Our opening song is the Meghan Trainor song about Me Too, and it talks about it. Very confident in herself. Who's that sexy thing I see in the mirror?
Yeah.
And that's how I, you know, I would like to start perceiving myself again.
Yeah.
So, and one of the things that, and it was my chiropractor actually that turned me on to the guy that did the trainer, mm-hmm. that did the yoga to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So he, you know, I really, he's also the first to send me, like, after this first visit, my second visit, he's like, you need to go see a specialist, like, now. Mm-hmm. Not, don't wait, do it right now. So he's been a great help with that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I get a lot of the same thing during physical therapy, only a lot more and a lot more intense,
mm-hmm.
I still want to continue to go see Dr. Ken, because he's really... I mean, he's got his stuff together,
sure,
you know,
yeah.
So, you know, it makes me feel comfortable and Yeah. And I think he's got my best interest at heart. And that's the other thing about having a doctor. And that's, I guess that's why I wanted you to do one of our first podcasts as well, is I feel like from the time that I met you, I mean, we did an interview on the Wake Up Call, pre-COVID.
Yes.
And I always have felt like you have, and I don't know whether you call them students. I don't know
what to call it. They're just
people.
Awesome people.
You have their best interest at heart. Yeah. I mean, I've seen some of your videos. I know. And we want to talk more about, you have a foundation called...
The Lift Each Other Up Foundation.
Yeah, yes. We want to talk about that too, which I think is right.
We want to hear about that.
Yeah, well, that's right up our alley. So,
yeah.
So here's what we would like to do. April and I both have decided we're gonna do this. We're gonna come do a session.
Okay.
Yes.
And we may even try to record. I don't know, but I don't want to have
any photos.
Yeah, photos for sure. But we both have. Not reservations, but we have some fears, some tentative. So if somebody knew, and you do hot yoga, which means I'm going to sweat, right?
Yes,
so
sure.
It's like sweaty yoga.
So what's the temperature like in a hot yoga room?
So, well, it depends on what it's like outside.
And humidity.
Usually, like in the winter, probably we get at about 97 to 100, but, you know, we're breathing in there, so that kind of creates some humidity. Now maybe 102 in the summer. So, I mean, it sounds...
It needs to be more than what's outside, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Just enough to warm up, to sweat. Because, you know, I think you think the largest organ in our body is our skin. And we don't sweat here because there's no humidity. So we're holding on to a lot, too, toxins, just environmentally. And it also helps warm up your muscles and kind of get you into a deeper stretch. So, yeah.
Okay, well...
Interesting.
Yeah.
It takes it to another level.
Interesting. Yeah. So for a beginner, what would they expect as far as the breathing exercises in a hot room? Do people find it a little bit harder to start out with that? Or can you elaborate a little bit?
So, I mean, honestly, my class, in yoga, it's for everybody. Like, everybody. And everybody. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
You know, yes. It really is. I mean, I've got people from 8-year-olds to 73-year-olds that come to my classes.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah. And there's modifications for everything. I mean, if you just want to come in there and lay down the whole time, you can. You know, there's no expectations. It's your class. It's not my class. It's your hour. I'm just there to kind of guide you and give you that safe space to help... You know, let your shit go. Sorry, I do cuss.
It's okay. So
it's all right. Yeah, it's we're not. It's not like a radio show anymore. It's
right.
More. Yeah,
yeah.
I can say whatever we want as long as we warn people at the beginning.
Right.
What I think what you're trying to tell me though is my eyes may not be as brown then. But what is? Because my dad used to tell me the reason my eyes were brown was because I was so full of it.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
Oh. See, I lucked out. I have blue eyes.
April doesn't count.
No, I don't.
All right, so, but you've done this with, I mean, before all the COVID hit, and I know that it's going to start coming back again, but I know our mayor has been, he's been involved, and you've done it outside the different venues. Let me ask you, are you planning on doing that kind of thing again?
I hope so, yeah. I'm just kind of waiting till we're...
See what transpires.
Yeah, and we've just been laying low this past year. I mean, we did have to close for a little bit, but, you know, I'm still doing 5 classes a week, and that's probably half of what I was doing before. And that's okay right now because it was kind of nice to be able to spend the evenings
family
with my
time.
Family. And,
yeah.
You know, then you're like,
absolutely.
God. We're all looking at each other around the table and eating, and it's like, wow, we haven't done this in a while. So TJ Maxx Thursday, there's no Thursday class anymore. I got to take my daughter to TJ Maxx or something, you know. So we're slowly ramping it back up, and I stay pretty busy just with my regular clients. So, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, I would love to do another thing for our first responders like I did with the mayor. I think we did that in 2019, July, I guess.
Yeah.
So, and
it
we did
was.
That behind the museum, and we just helped raise money because my foundation that I started is to offer complimentary classes to our first responders. So I definitely need to look at some more fundraising for that, because we've kind of depleted that fund at this point. But any first responder can come and sign in and take a class for free. They just need to call and schedule their time, and just to help them deal with everything that they see and experience.
Well, I have ridden. I fortunately have not ever seen really heavy stuff, but I don't know how some of them.
I don't either.
Do what they do, yeah. Especially when Absolutely. You come. You know, we had a lady on the wake-up call that her son was hit by a truck in the oil field, and he was like 5 years old, and he was like in pieces, brain matter everywhere.
They come to my classes. I saw
them. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yay. She is such a sweetheart.
I love them, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's cool, too.
Yes, you know? Very.
And he's come a long way.
Yeah.
You know, a really, really long way. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm thinking about having them on this, on here too. I think they need to come meet April, and I think sure. they would be a great success story mm-hmm. about, you know, the right thing. But I had no idea they were going to your class.
Yeah.
What a small world.
It is. Yeah. All right, well, let's talk. How many people are typically in a class? Because I don't know whether April will say it outright, but I have.
He's worried about the farts.
Yeah, I'm worried about being so
Okay, so one, it's dark. Two, I spray lots of essential oils and incense. Okay.
So does that mask the farts?
It does.
For how many people
automatically
at a time?
Okay. Cleansed.
Because, you know, I'm trying to eat healthy, and the healthier you eat, the veggies, the raw veggies, you know.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's happened to me.
Okay.
I taught the class.
Really?
Okay, I don't know if I've told anybody that, and I didn't really own it when it happened.
Did you just keep talking?
Turned the music up a little more, spoke a little louder, started spraying some more. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, that was one of the first things she said to me. Like, wow, that's what made us hit it off so well, too, is because we're all open with each other, and she's not afraid to say it.
Yeah. No.
But,
I've been in some gym classes where the radio was not on, and someone has bent over in front of my face, and I was like, so I didn't go back to that class.
All right, well, I lost my whole train of thought after the whole fart. No, it's all right. Did you have anything you wanted to ask while I regained my train of thought?
So I'm going to stop thinking about David farting and hot yoga. You know, you talked about breathing, and you talked about your chakras and how they're all energy and how sometimes they get blocked up. Mm-hmm. Do you think that sometimes when people go through traumatic experiences that it can manifest itself in pain in the body?
Absolutely.
That is so fascinating to me. So not to go too much into my personal thing, but let's just say I've been through a lot of trauma, mm-hmm. a lot, mm-hmm. and I also have a chronic illness. And so I'm curious, basically, about what someone like me who does experience a lot of pain, how do you go about rectifying that through yoga?
Show up.
Show up. Okay. Show up.
Somehow I knew you were going to say that. I could tell you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just be kind to yourself and patient. And like it's to heal it, you're going to have to feel it again.
Okay.
So, and that happens a lot in my class. I mean, we dig deep and people cry. And it's okay. And everybody that comes knows it. So don't be like, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? I'm crying. You know, it's where you take another breath. You breathe into it. You let it go. And literally, when you walk out of class, you feel like you've just shed so much. And it's just kind of a reboot and a rebirth, really, of, you know, it's all good. That's the fifth thing that I wanted to say. You know, mm-hmm. it was the breath, the meditation, the movement, the intention. And the other thing that I incorporate is just positive affirmations, which is another thing I had a problem with. I couldn't even say, like, good things about myself. Oh, God, I'm going to get emotional.
No, that's okay.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, and I don't know, the book that saved me was, and I'm, you know, we always reach for books and podcasts and what, but we're staying in our head when we do that. We're thinking that reading a book's going to heal us or whatever.
Right.
You got to feel it. You got to dig deep into your body.
And then how do you let it go, though?
You cry, you scream. Uh-huh. We scream in class.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We scream, we cry, we laugh, we sing. It's just an experience. But the book You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, so the method that I'm trained in, they partnered with her to like use her affirmations with each pose. Now I kind of have modified it to my own thing, but just being able to you can look up any ailment in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know, zits, whatever, like cold sores.
And it's going to give you a pose?
And it gives you the negative thought pattern that manifested your illness and the positive thought pattern that will help you release it. So, you know, I'm like thumbing through the book and I had post-it notes and I would write them all down, all the things that ailed me. And I would stick those post-it notes in a circle in a mirror. And every morning I would look myself in the eye and say those affirmations. But in the beginning, it was very hard for me to do.
Okay, let's back up just a second. So you're putting the positive things
yes.
on the mirror, not the negative.
No.
I first thought you were saying negative.
No.
So it's write the positive in a circle
yeah.
and then look at them every morning.
And say them with affirmation, like you mean it. And I couldn't do that. Like I would cry and I couldn't look myself in the mirror. But I did it and continue to do it day after day after day. And then, you know, now I'm bolting them out in a yoga class and teaching people yoga, you know, so it works.
That's amazing.
I know it yeah, works. I read a book a long time ago when I first started with Sears, and it was Lazy Man's Way to Riches.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, when I was a teenager, because I was married early. I was married when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And my father-in-law turned me on to that book.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, it says some of the same things, but every morning when you wake up, you have a list in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And before you even get out of bed, sit on the edge of the bed and you read this list.
Yeah.
And, you know, mine was to own a home before I turned 21 and
sure.
have this much money in the bank and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it absolutely worked because my first house that my wife and I bought, we signed the papers and closed on it almost 3 weeks before I turned 21.
Really?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That
is.
Yeah. So I know that works. I know that if you put, and I've gotten out of that habit.
Well, and again, like I was saying, energy, you know, our energy follows our intention. So what is your intention? Where are you putting your energy? Is it in beating yourself up every day that I'm not skinny enough?
Oh my God, yes it is.
Yeah. So what if you flip the switch on that? And, you know, every time a negative thought, I always think, okay, that negative thought, it's on a chalkboard in my brain. I'm going to erase it, and I'm writing the opposite. So just flipping the switch and starting to hold yourself accountable and aware of what you're saying, because that's putting an imprint in everything that you do. And that it changes everything when you start.
So I'm thinking of this book, The Law of Attraction, and
yes.
that just reminds me so much of that.
Yes.
With what you focus on,
yeah.
and it multiplies. So when you're yeah. focusing on what you're thankful for, then you realize, oh, I do have all these things.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you feel mm-hmm. like you're being blessed with an abundance of
yeah.
even more.
Yes.
So
because we're all vibrating at
uh-huh.
a certain vibration. We all have a frequency. Like when I walked in here, it changed the frequency of the room. You know, if somebody else were to walk in here now, it changes
the
frequency.
So what was our frequency?
Well, I don't know. I'm not
like,
saying, like, I don't have a megahertz
oh.
for you. But,
sorry.
But you know what I mean. Like we're
damn
not,
it, Stacey.
Let me get my tuning fork
yeah.
out here.
Please.
But it does, and it's like where you're putting your energy, that's what's getting bigger. Because when you're telling yourself, you know, I'm not good enough, I can't, I'll never make it, I won't, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what's going to happen.
Well,
so.
That's absolutely true, and I think I've lived that negativity. We did a show last week when we were talking about what was going on with me, and I had a clip from, I don't know if you ever watched the Austin Power movies, but Fat Bastard in one of those,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's typically a bad guy, but at some point he breaks down
mm-hmm.
and talks about he eats because, mm-hmm. you know, he can, and he just goes into real deep depth about how difficult it is to lose weight with negative energy.
Yes.
And if you stay negative, then it's always, yes. you know, because I have those thoughts. Well, I'm always going to be fat. I just, yeah. you know, that's all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm slowly trying to change that. And that's the whole idea behind the podcast, too, is we want you to be the best you can be, whoever yeah. happens to be listening.
Everybody needs to glow up.
Yeah.
Yes! I love it.
Will you just glow up?
Yeah. yeah. You don't have to grow up.
No,
just
got to glow up.
Because I'm always going to be 13 in my mind, you know. That 13, you know, junior. In yeah. my day, it was junior high. Now it's middle school. But, you know, yeah. junior high. All right. Well, I was hoping too, and you know, and I forgot to send you a reminder, so I'm going to take the blame. Mm-hmm. But I wanted you because I know there's certain things that you do before you start class.
I forgot my singing bowl.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Well,
you gotta come to class to experience. Yeah,
exactly. well, I'm going to get it recorded so I can add it to this because it sounds so cool. Because I've yeah. seen some video of you with it, and it just yeah. and that's what starts class, right? Let's.
So what is that?
It's just another way to kind of. Get everybody on the same frequency in the beginning of class. You know, you're coming in, rush into yoga, get in there, you know, and everybody's kind of, because it's frazzled, the end of the day, and you're just, oh my God, I made it, you know? So it's just a way we just start, and everybody's laying down, and we just start breathing and play that singing bowl, and it just kind of gets everybody harmonized on the same wavelength and get out of your head and help you to start tuning in to what your goal is for that class.
It definitely, it actually reminded me of my old hippie days and all.
Have you let the hippie days go?
Yeah,
honestly,
I cannot let the hippie days go. I mean,
I saw a tie-dye shirt.
It's just one of those things where it's kind of, it seems so soothing, and yeah. I thought. And that's another thing kind of sparked my interest in. And I know I have been promising you, and I feel really bad because I flaked out on you on one of these, if I remember right.
Don't feel bad. You're fine.
I do because, you know, you're absolutely one of my favorite people. I mean, I have a lot of favorite people, but you rank up there in the top two or three.
Oh, well, nice.
yeah.
Thank you.
But it's because you're so... I just made our home, lady. The lady that allows us to invade her space, Julie Blair, is right here.
The truth comes out.
Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, Golden Door, downtown Farmington. They're a great place. If you need a house, they're the people to come talk to. Oh, I am such
You're deep. In trouble.
You're
yeah.
in so much trouble.
It's like being married.
Yes, yeah.
But I just... The whole positive, I mean, your whole aura, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. Everybody has an aura. And I don't know whether I had this conversation with you, and I'm not sure. I might have had it with you, but there's some times when you run into a certain person that they just, they I call them vampires.
Oh, yeah, energy vampires.
Yeah, just sucks it right out of you, and, you know, you leave. Well, you're like, I'm not going to be around that person anymore. I want to be around you all the time.
Oh, you're sweet.
I'm so jealous of your husband and your kids. Now, I know you probably have your moments,
and you know what? Going back to that, you know, energy attracts other energy. So sometimes
Solid point.
We just need to raise that vibration so you're above the noise and the energy of the vampire suckers, you know, and then you're attracting more people that are like-minded or... because I've been there. Like, I have had to cut a lot of cords, and we in our meditations, we talk about, you know, creating that bubble that deflects anything not for your highest good back, you know, so that you remain protected, and then you work on the inside in your energetic balance and harmony on the inside, and then everything else starts to fall into place. You know, we get kind of wrapped up on the outside.
We do.
I look good on the outside, you know, but... You might still be dying on the inside, but if you flip that switch and you focus on inside, then everything else starts to fall into place because everything we need's already in us. We were born that way. Society's dummied us down, you know, what we've chose to believe or what we've let in that, you know, it's just created an imbalance within us, but it's not really that hard to fix. It just takes a little bit of daily practice. It's a practice. Yoga is a practice. I'm
so
still practicing.
It's another living.
Like, see, we're not doing diets. That's the F word to us.
I don't do diets. I don't do scales. I don't do any of that.
We do livets. Yeah. So we're the same way. Although I am paying attention to the scale because I'd like to have something to...
Sure.
Measure. Not every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like maybe every couple of weeks I'm going to do it, you know, but I can feel it in my clothes.
I can feel it in my belt.
I can feel it in all of that.
Me too. But, like, I don't need a number.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's like, okay. Because my favorite thing in the world, are you ready, is Hershey and peanut butter.
Ooh.
I eat them every night before bed.
Do you really?
I do.
I shouldn't tell it.
Did you see her whole face light up?
I've tried. You know, I try to go to the dark chocolate or the almond butter, and you know,
it's just not the same.
It's not. We all have our guilty pleasures.
Well, see, I like the dark side. I can eat a lot of dark chocolate.
You like the dark side?
I do.
Come into the light.
Yeah. But it, you know, everything in moderation is what it's all about.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I do get the XLs, though. I try not to eat the whole thing.
I knew there was a reason I loved this one.
Right? You still have to just live your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. You know, not beating yourself up because, you know, you had a Big Mac today. You know, big deal. You know?
Right.
It's fine. Not every day.
No. All right. Well, before we get done, I want to make sure we get out your contact information because I'd like to help you as much as possible get your class back up to where it used to be.
Yeah.
For sure. And we're definitely going to commit.
Yes.
We'll talk about that when we shut down everything. But, we want to come probably, both of us were just... I've been wanting to come forever, but I'm kind of embarrassed because I don't know if I can get down on the floor.
Well,
you and I talked about that.
You know what I'll do for you guys? We'll just do our own little session together, and I'll take you through it so you know what to expect, and we'll just do it by ourselves.
I like that idea.
I told you she was a sweetheart.
She is. She totally
Well, I don't want you to go in there and, like, I mean... feel completely uncomfortable, you know?
I don't know that that's it so much, but we'll talk about that more. It's just, I'm bound and determined, and I almost got completely off of Facebook because of all the negativity that comes out, but I have vowed to keep anything I put on there will be positive.
Yes.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everything, because, you know, a lot of our listeners that listen to our podcast get our information off of Facebook. So it's a viable source.
It is.
And I try to, and I defriended a lot of those negative people that, you know, just bashing everybody. You
Again,
know?
What's your intention?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Are you doing anybody any service by just, I agree.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, so let's get your information out, and let's see what we can do to help you as well. I want to get the other thing back and going to the public, because those were so cool. I mean, you did it on the rooftop over at Durango Joe's, I think, or something
really?
Like that.
We did that for the Kathy Lincoln Cancer Fund. Yeah. So we did classes out there just to raise money for that. So, I think we raised like $3,500. So that was nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So people can just go to souldenhotyoga.com, S-O-U-L-D-E-N.
Soul, like the soul.
The soul, yeah. Den, D-E-N, hotyoga.com. And that'll take you to the Lift Each Other Up Foundation page if you want to make a donation to that to support our first responders in San Juan County with complimentary classes, you can. And then my contact information's on there, my schedule's on there, about me is on there, and some things that we've done in the community. You can see everything. So.
You guys were extremely active before extremely active before COVID hit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to help get you back there.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Anything we can do.
Yeah.
So stay in touch with April and I.
Yeah, for sure.
And we'd like to have you back in a few months, too.
Absolutely.
I'm dying to try one of your classes.
Yeah, that's when we're coming back. We're going to see you guys can talk
it's
about
like
your
It's our glow up.
Yes.
I'm not so much worried about the relieving of gas part. I'm more concerned about my creaking bones.
It's okay. And getting
down. She said, let shit go. So
not literally. Yeah. Go easy there, David.
I do have some adult diapers that I can wear just in case.
I was going to get David some sugar-free chocolate for Easter, but forget it.
Have you ever had sugar-free chocolate?
I have, just
Does it
recently.
Make you gassy?
It gives you the poops. It gives you the poops.
It's kind of interesting that you... there might be a correlation, because honestly, this past week, my daughter had a friend over, and she turned us on to this sugar-free chocolate. Uh-huh. And I think there might be a correlation.
Oh, there must definitely be.
Because I was like, what is wrong with me? So now I know, huh?
Yep, that's it. I'm telling you right now.
And I
found out the hard way. I was on a. I had it before I went on a date.
Yeah. Yes. See, I'm going back to my Hershey's.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Like, if you're just gonna eat it, you may as well just really eat it, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, listen. Thank you so much.
You.